Greetings. Welcome to our Lenten Daily Time for Meditation and Prayer. I'm Pam Weiss, and I am so pleased that you have chosen to join us today. Our theme for this season of Lent has been, Tell Me Something Good. And today, we continue on our journey by talking about the vulnerable among us. Our questions for today are, when you think about protecting the vulnerable, what actions come to mind? How can you live into this call faithfully? Now, to be honest, when I first read this question, I found myself asking, which vulnerable? Who vulnerable? People who are homeless? People with food insecurity? People who are marginalized because of skin color or how they identify? And the more I thought about it, the more I was able to add to the list of those who could be considered vulnerable. Newborn babies are completely vulnerable. Children with learning differences are vulnerable to traditional teaching methods. How often have we heard someone say, I'm directionally challenged? These folks are vulnerable the minute they travel outside of a comfort zone. Or what happens when someone is attacked for their personal views? These people are forced into vulnerability by those doing the attacking. And then the light bulb went off. Of course, everybody is vulnerable at one time or another, depending on the circumstances in which they find themselves. With that, the realization that all of us are vulnerable, I was able to answer our questions. When you think about protecting the vulnerable, what actions come to mind? How can you live into this call faithfully? The definition of vulnerable is this. Vulnerable describes being easily hurt, damaged, or attacked physically, emotionally, or technically. It refers to someone or something that lacks protection, is exposed to harm, or is susceptible to influence or criticism. It indicates a state of being defenseless. In other words, to be vulnerable is to have your personal power, integrity, and dignity denied to you. It's being told that you are not worthy of fullness, not deserving of personal power. It's being held down while some rise up and demand influence and authority over others. So, what actions can we take to protect the vulnerable? To answer this, all we need do is to look to Jesus and the examples of protecting the vulnerable that we find in Scripture. Jesus embraced the vulnerable, the individuals who lived on the fringe of society, those who were considered not good enough, the despised, the sick, the hated, the sinners. Jesus embraced these people and said, "Get up." Jesus met them where they were, acknowledged their circumstances, and restored their dignity as people. He gave them back their personal power. Now here's the tricky part. He did this by himself becoming vulnerable. Jesus didn't wield power over the powerful. He crossed the societal lines that determined who should be honored and who should be shamed, and reversed the power structure by building up the disenfranchised, the vulnerable, and restoring self-worth to those being oppressed by others. He gave them back their dignity by risking his own security and challenging the norms of those with power. We are invited to do likewise. We're invited to meet people according to their circumstances, to see them as people worthy of self-esteem, We are instructed to willingly become humble, using our power to build up rather than hold down. By becoming vulnerable, we find the courage to see possibilities for others rather than keeping them in their status quo. In our vulnerability, we actually become strong as justice is established and a balance of power is created. In our vulnerability, we're willing to use our time, our talents, and our treasure to ensure that all people might be lifted out of their personal vulnerabilities. When I become vulnerable, I'm able to see a homeless person as an individual deserving of shelter. When I become vulnerable, I'm able to embrace someone who identifies differently than me and say, "Teach me." When I become vulnerable, I'm able to recognize a person suffering from food insecurity and say, "Please, take my lunch." When I become vulnerable, I'm able to recognize someone who is hurting and take their hand and remind them that they are not alone. When I become vulnerable, I'm able to connect with anyone and say to them, "Please, let me tell you or show you something good, because the good news is that you are worthy of respect, dignity, and love." Please pray with me. O God of good news, renew in us your spirit of love that we may see you in every person we meet. Give us courage to relinquish our pride and power that in our willingness to become vulnerable before others, we see them and hear them and are able to meet them where they are. Show us again how to fight against systems that oppress so that the vulnerable among us might be lifted up and empowered to live in fullness. We pray this in the name of the one who showed us that true strength comes in our own vulnerability. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for being with us.